Courtney, you mentioned Terrell Suggs. He's a reigning defensive player of the year. You're going to work with him a lot. Do you see any similarities in your game? I mean, he got a lot of accolade last year for his sacks, but he's one of the best at stopping the run at his position. Do you kind of see yourself as being a dual threat in that regard, that you can do both those things?
I honestly feel I can be, but Terrell Suggs is Terrell Suggs, no other. And I'm just trying to come in, and learn from him. And I'm sure he can help me out, become a better football player overall. And the things he do and the position I'm asked to play here, I want to come in and learn from the best. And Terrell Suggs is one of the best.
John, your quick take on the last couple of picks you just made today in the
fourth round. Okay, let me take a look over there. Christian Thompson, right? Big, physical. He fits the mold of these three guys right up here. I think there's a theme to our draft right now. He's a hard hitter. As Terrell Austin says, he's a thick hitter. He really gets after people physically. Ended up at South Carolina State for various reasons. I think he's learned from whatever mistakes he made. He's a humble guy, and he's got a little bit of something to prove in his mind. Gino Gradkowski, center from Delaware. Who'd have thought, we're going to bring Joe some more weapons, and we got him a Delaware center, Joe's excited about that. He's here today, as a matter of fact, if you haven't seen him working. So it was just Gino's a really athletic guy. Gino, it's a great football family. He's a tough kid. Obviously, he comes from a football family, Pittsburgh there, so he was thrilled to be in Baltimore, he said. He's a quick-footed, really athletic center who also has the ability to play guard too. So we're going to start him off at guard probably, move him at center as we go and see how it goes. So,
Coach, can you talk a little bit more about the physical nature of all these guys? I mean, is that you have a physical team before, but did you guys really go into this draft saying we want to get some more big-bodied, really physical guys?
Well, probably we did. We always feel that way. It's kind of been the philosophy from the beginning. And, we had an opportunity to build on that with these players. And they're also very talented athletic. All these guys can run, for their position really well. They're all really good athletes. I know the position coaches are really excited. Wilbert, Bernard was one of Wilbert's very top guys in the draft. Ted Monachino, Courtney have already built a relationship and Ted's right back there, been fighting for Courtney from the get-go. And KO and Andy Moeller. Andy has been talking about KO since the season was over. He started watching offensive linemen, and he saw him against Iowa, I think, a couple times. So you're beating up on the Hawkeyes. So, that's kind of the personality that our coaches are looking for, and that's what we got in these guys.
Courtney, how much listening to the pass coach, you didn't do a ton of Alabama, but how fluent do you feel like you are in pass coverage?
I feel good, actually. I did a lot of dropping in coverage in practice more so than I did in the game because, at Alabama, Coach Saban just told me to go pass rushing. He preferred me to be a pass rusher because I was one of the better pass rushers on the team. But I'm willing and able to do whatever asked of me, and I'm coming here with that mindset on just producing at any position or to do whatever, so that's what it is.
Courtney, when did you become a physical player, and how much do you like that part of the game?
Honestly, I love that part of the game. I feel that's the best part of the game, that physical part of it. But, I feel I've just been physical throughout, my career playing football, even in high school. At a young age, playing, a DB at a young, I was smaller back then, but just running in, throwing my shoulder into somebody, man, I just love that part.
Really?
Yeah, I was small. I was skinny, man, But, it's just something that, I love to do, that contact part. I don't shy away from it. Like I said, I'm just ready to strap on the pads.
What were you thinking on day one of the draft when four of your fellow teammates kind of walk across that stage? What's going through your mind when that happens and you're in the green room? And how much do you think it'll motivate you going forward?
First of all, I was very happy for my teammates. I love my teammates to death. We just developed that bond at Alabama, and that what made us good. It made us a great, especially my defensive players. We just became close friends. So definitely, I was very happy for them. But I was just wishing and waiting and hoping and praying. So but it didn't happen. We prayed about it. I'm a Baltimore Raven now. That's in the past. That first day of the draft in the past. And I'm here now. Hoping to do great things here.
Courtney, you are a Bob Burr, but Trent Richardson is a Cleveland Brown. How tough is it going to be a tackle twice a year?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to that. You know, we always joked around about it. You know, once we get in the league and we played against each other, you know, who's going to have fun with it? It's going to be a rival in his own, a little rivalry in his own. But he tried to run me over a couple times in practice, so, you know, I got a, you know, little vengeance out for it. So, you know, it's going to be fun.
John, you mentioned Kelech could be an option right tackle. I just wanted to try to clarify, is that immediately could be a...
You know, I knew you'd be all over that. I just, as soon as I said it, I said, "This, you're gonna be, you know what, I think it goes back to this. All things are possible, and all positions are up for grabs. And, you know, certain guys obviously have a certain hold on positions. You know, Joe's our quarterback, and, you know, I said Tyrod's our number two guy, and certain guys are the lead dogs. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not ruling anything out, you know. You got to fight in this league for your spot every single day, and that goes for all the guys on our offensive line as well, and they know that, and I think our guys embrace that.